Welcome to Good Shepherd Episcopal Church in Venice, Florida. Today is March 3rd, 2024, the third Sunday in Lent. Deacon Rich Wilson speaks to us today about Christ crucified, the power of God, and the wisdom of God.
Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ according to John. The Passover of the Jews was near, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. Making a whip of cords, he drove them all out of the temple, both the sheep and the cattle. He also poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. He told those who were selling doves, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word that Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Please be seated. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. I remember the evening the Catholic priest came to the house. I was 5. It was 1958. Mom had made buttered popcorn when young Reverend Frank J. O'Hara, an Irishman from Chicago, came to the front door unannounced. Father O'Hara, we would never call him Father Frank, announced he was building a new parish and school that would be called St. Kevin's. Mom agreed to work for him as his secretary, and I invited Father O'Hara to our Monday night roast beef dinners. I probably thought that would increase my chance for more buttered popcorn and other innumerable Catholic religious perks. Soon we were celebrating Sunday Mass in the basement of a Jewish drugstore. Freshly fried sugar donuts upstairs after the service. I made my first communion in the basement of that Jewish drugstore. I have a picture. And we dedicated our new church in 1962. It took only a couple of years to build our church, but I feel safe in saying that we would not have responded well to an itinerant Christian teacher who came to our new church overturning the bingo tables in the new parish hall and proclaiming, "Destroy St. Kevin's in 3 days and I will raise it up." I suppose not much has changed in 2004. Imagine anyone telling Dave Beal or John Buntel that we could have completed the repair and revisioning of Good Shepherd after Ian in just 3 days. But Jesus was famous for saying things that drove even his followers over the edge. Just recently in a morning prayer gospel, Jesus drove away many of his disciples with these words: "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink." Jesus seems to have been intentionally provocative. Paul speaks to this in today's epistle. The message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Kathy and I were received into the Episcopal Church in 2015, the year I began my diaconal studies and field work. We were officially received by Bishop Greg Brewer in the Episcopal Diocese of Central Florida, Orlando. We were in a small chapel with two other couples when the bishop appeared, resplendent in all his regalia. He thanked us for asking to be received into the Episcopal Church, and then he confided in us. "Many of my friends would laugh at me dressed up like this, performing a sacred ritual." That's what Paul is getting at in today's epistle. "For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe." Except it's not really foolishness to you and I. Yes, Jews demand signs, and Greeks desire wisdom. And if we're honest with ourselves, we too love a good sign. And we even strive for wisdom. Our true selves, our spiritual selves, do have their roots in the wisdom of the Greeks and the Jews. It's because of those roots that we Christians, Jews, Greeks, all of us, proclaim that God's foolishness is wiser than human wisdom, and God's weakness is stronger than human strength. Maybe that's why Jesus intentionally provokes the Jews in today's gospel. "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up." Maybe that's just a good metaphor for his death and resurrection. But maybe there's something more. The Jews were always asking Jesus for a sign, and this time he gives them one. Jesus himself is the sign. Jesus knew at least three things. Jesus knew the Jews had faith in this new temple that had been under construction for 46 years. But he also knew that the Jews were not ready for the sign God had already sent them around 33 years before. Jesus knew the Jews were not ready for the Messiah God had sent them, a beloved son who came to save sinners rather than those who trusted in their own righteousness, wisdom, and strength. Jesus knew the Jews would not understand his provocative statement about raising the temple in 3 days. They would take it literally. Jesus was using it metaphorically. But the Jews weren't the only ones Jesus was leaving in the dust with his teachings. Even Peter, now the leader of the 12, can't get his head around Jesus' teaching that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected, and after 3 days, rise again. Remember last week's Sunday Gospel? As Father John said, Peter had a different 5-year plan than Jesus. Peter takes Jesus aside and begins to rebuke him, but Jesus will have none of it. He rebukes Peter publicly. "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." This time, when Jesus gives the Jews the sign they ask for, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up," Jesus was speaking of the temple of his body. Christ will die, Christ will rise, and Christ will come again. As surely as Paul, in today's epistle, speaks to us about the message Jesus is giving to us this very day, there is no 5-year human plan. There's only the good news. We proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks and us, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen.